Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. It's always a pleasure. Brad Huskin is our guest, folks. He's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, coming up on 16 years as an original founding member of our Brain Trust. He's the president of IAS Training, the author of all the books that matter on selling. I'll put it that way. I'm a salesman, not a PhD, and Munchies for Salespeople. And he is our good friend. Brad, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Pleasure to be back with you again.
Good to have you back. You know, Brad, when I was learning how to sell, when people were teaching me how to sell, I'd really been selling all my life. I can remember, you know, selling stuff when I was in elementary school. But I needed to learn how to use my ability to say, "Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?" In a way that communicated what I was trying to accomplish. And so I spent a lot of time with smart people over the years, different companies, teaching me how to become a better communicator. And isn't that the essence of selling?
Well, I think that is essential to selling, is being a great communicator, and above and beyond that, being a great listener as well.
Don't you think when we say that, though, some people are saying, "Well, duh." But it's not that obvious. Is I mean there's a lot of work and there's art and science in this, isn't there?
Well, there's a difference between listening and hearing, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, a customer calls a landscaping company, just says we bought a brand new home and we'd like to look at get some proposals on having the backyard landscaped, and all the person says is, "Oh, well, what do you want done in the backyard?" Instead of congratulations on the new
right.
home, gosh, where'd you guys move from? And that's what I mean. They're hearing, they're just not really listening.
Let me give you a good example that I do this all the time. Whenever I call someone that I've done business with before, I love doing this because I like messing with people. You know, like kind of like messing with Sasquatch.
Oh, and sure.
They'll say, "Hello, you know, XYZ, whatever company." I say, "Yeah, hey, this is Jim Blasingame. I'm one of your customers."
Mm-hmm.
I love saying that. I'm one of your customers. And you'd be, and 9 out of 10, there's like silence on the other end of the line. Or it's, what can I do for you?
They're panicking, looking you up in the
computer. They have no idea. They're not looking me up. They don't care. You know, and one out of ten says, "Well, welcome back, Mr. Blasingame. We're glad you're here." That's the bingo. That's the one that you want, right?
Absolutely. And it's all about relationships today and building relationships and actually great communication skills, hearing what your customers are saying and listening and actually giving a darn about the emotional reason why people are buying products and services, and then focusing all your attention on that. You know, if a salesperson could just pay more attention to the head and to the heart than to the wallet, they're going to get what's in the wallet.
So you're saying when you see someone, when you're talking to someone, think humanity, not dollars and cents.
Exactly. Because everybody else is thinking dollars and cents.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else is giving such a ho-hum, you know, presentation that people really don't feel like they're involved with that.
Because the customer or prospect on the other end of the line is thinking about what's on their mind, what they're dreaming of, or what they're worried about, or what they need to fix, or something. And even though money is going to enter into it eventually, right now they've got something that's kind of bugging them, don't they?
Absolutely. You know, I've always said that if you just can understand from the customer's point of view, when a customer approaches a company for the very first time, they're not looking for that company's products or services. They're looking for a place and a person from mm-hmm. whom to get those products or services.
And deliver it with some sense of, with some kind of a sense of safety, of security, they peace of mind is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, a sense of caring, you know.
And trust.
What's going on.
And trust.
And that's where trust is developed, absolutely.
Yeah.
Without trust, you got nothing.
It's the foundation of everything, isn't it?
It really is. I can't imagine it. Do your sales presentation without trying to establish trust somehow.
And the thing I say, Brad, and I, this is in chapter 8 of my book, trust is more valuable today than it ever was. Believe it or not, the value of trust is going up every day right now.
Yes, it is. And it's not something that's easy to earn. It's not, you know, it's not one of those things that's just going to be granted to you. You got to actually earn somebody's trust.
And one of the ways you do that, folks, is by learning how to use good communication skills. And as Brad says, listen, not just here, listen. We're going to talk some more about this. We're going to get it from the master, Brad Huskin, after these messages. 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.